Okay, we're on La Gimel Amad Bays at the bottom, right? Two lines on the bottom. Tana Rabban, we got a Brisa. Ezehu Edus HaRishona. What is the Edus HaRishona that we have been talking about until this time? So Zu Edus Stira. It's Stira. So we've got Mefurish Gemara. The Edus HaRishona is Stira. Edus Achroina. Zu Edus Tuma. That's Tuma. So now we know. Okay, now, Vakama Shia Stira. So what is the amount of time that a woman needs to be in seclusion, right? So she's, right, witnessed that she was in seclusion by two Edim, according to some, anyway. So how long, what's the time frame? So answers the Gemara, Kedei Tuma. It's the amount of time it takes for Tuma, which is Kedei Bia, which is the time it would take to have relations, which is Kedei Ha'ara, which is a little bit of relations, which we're going to see Rashi in this, yeah? Which is Kedei HaKofas Dekel, which is the time it takes to walk round a palm tree. Divrei Rebbe Yishmael, you're going to love this Gemara girl, yes. Divrei Rebbe Yishmael. Okay, so let's look at Rashi, because this is a little bit, yeah, okay. Yeah, fine, yes. So no. So the first Rashi, Kedei Tuma, okay. Kedei Tuma, right? So Mahu Kedei Tuma. What is Kedei Tuma? So it is Kedei Bia. It's the amount of time it takes to have relations. Mahu Kedei Bia. How long is it to have relations? Means Kedei Ha'ara. What is Ha'ara? Says Rashi, Dehainu Nishikas Eva, it's the touching, the kissing of his male organ, but Oiso Makum in the female organ. It means it's just a surface contact.
Second.
Yeah, it's well it's actually the time it takes to walk around a tree. It's a Gemara. Yeah, right. Okay, but whatever. So there is actually a machlokes.
Is it time it takes?
No. First of all, there's a whole. It's a sugya nivomus. Some people say. Some people say it's actually putting in the bris part of the mila, the bris part of the eva. I mean, there's the first part of it.
The time it takes from nothing to that. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The kama shira, and how long does that take? Yeah. Kedei hakafas dekel, the time it takes to walk around a palm tree. Shayuchol haodom lelech sevivos a dekel. A person can walk around the dekel. Ulakamun meforesh. Now this right. Lama li lemisni kulhun. Why do you have to mention kulhun? Doesn't it means over here? Why does it have to say kedei tuma, kedei bia, kedei ha'ara? Right? We're going to speak about that. But first, we're going to have something else which we're going to ask why we need all this as well, because we're going to have all different time frames, right, of this. Okay. So now, that we saw Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says it's the time it takes to walk around a palm tree. Rabbi Elezer Oimer, Kedei Mezigas HaKois. It's the time it takes to dilute, right? They used to add water into the wine. The time it takes to dilute some wine.
Who's longer here?
Good. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. It is discussed though. I saw, right? Right? So Rabbi Yeshua, right? So we're going to have a whole list.
It
could be. I don't know. But I'm not sure. So the question is, but why do you have all these like shirim over here? So later on, the Gemara is going to say each one kind of timed it himself, and this is his timing, each individual timing. So we've got all these different shirim. This is people how they timed it. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kedei L'shtoisoi, the amount of time it takes to drink a cup of wine. Now Ben Azai Omer, Kedei L'tzlois Beitza.
Obviously, the time it takes to mix the wine, the time it takes to drink the wine is obviously more than mixing, right? So
I can't think right now because I'm just like in the words. So I don't know. I can't even think about it. It could be, right? Kedei L'tzlois Beitza is the right. He holds the time to do a beitza. What's that? That seems right. A Rebbe Akiva, but it says Kedei L'goyma, the time it takes to eat it. Okay. Was that? Swallow. Yeah, but yeah, I mean swallow it. Yeah, yeah. It's a fast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't. Okay, now, so Toysfus asks over here a very interesting question, which Baruch Hashem, it was a hunch I had, which you see over here. He says, why does Ben Azai go before Rabbi Akiva? Right, because Ben Azai is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So it sounds basically like this, as a right, it sounds from Toysfus, it's quite clear, that when you have a Tanaic source, yeah, who gets mentioned first? So you mention the big people first. So whoever gets in the list, yeah, it'll mention the big guy, then the second big guy, then the third big guy. So he says, how can you put Ben Azai in front of Rabbi Akiva? Because Ben Azai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So he says, because he wanted to keep it in the order of things, yeah? Because Ben Azai says to roast the egg, exactly. And Rabbi Akiva says to eat it.
It's quicker to eat than to
run. No, but chronologically, I mean, because we were trying to do it in a sense, yes. So that's why we shifted from the norm. Okay. So Rabbi. So I just want to say, take a. So
this is because we're going later and later. That's what he means.
Right, in the process of right.
So it's longer and longer. That's the way.
You keep reading. Okay. I got. No, he's not saying that. No, he's not saying that. You'll see. Look at.
Just an
Azai, yeah, yeah. Just wait. No, but anyway. But just let me say this because this is important because we're gonna have a brisa that says different shirim. But it's good to know. It's very straightforward. This brisa. I was thinking of doing a chart, but I think you don't have to. First of all, we start off with trees. Okay. Second, then we talk about wine. Yeah, and then we talk about eggs, and then. It's going to get even weirder. But whatever, then it doesn't matter as much, whatever. I don't know if it's going to... Yeah. So, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira Oimer, Kedei Lugoyma, Lugomoya, in order to eat Shalosh Beitzim, Zu Achazu, to eat three eggs, one after the other. Now, this egg is from Sholonga, right? Seemingly. Yeah. You see, but the Gemara's okay. Now, Rabbi Elezer ben Yirmiyah Oimer, Kedei, is the amount of time it would take Likshaw to tie. Gardi is a weaver. Yeah, right. A weaver like Oreg in the sense of. No, the guy who does it. Anima. Nima means over here in context. It means a thread to tie a thread together. Can sometimes mean hair, but here it means thread. Okay. Gardi
is the person who's doing it.
Yeah. He's the weaver. Yeah. Chanan bar Pinchas Oimer Kedei is the time it takes. Shatoishit. Shatoishit is a woman. Now women get into the thing as well. Yada, her hand. Latoich into piha, her mouth. Litol, to remove. To take, right. Kisame, a splinter. She got something stuck in her teeth. And she needs to, the time it takes to pull it out. Pleimoy, Oimer, he says, Kadesh Toishit, in order that she should extend Yada, her hand, Lasal, to a basket, Little, to take out, a Kika, a loaf of bread from a basket. Okay, but now, the apple piece in Raya Ladova, even though there's no Raya to this,
The last one.
But there's an allusion to this, Ladava, in this pasuk. Ki, right? Well, this pasuk we're going to explain in Amud Beis a lot, okay? But ki ba'ad means because of isha zona of a harlot. Yeah, ad ki kalechem until a loaf of bread. Okay, so you see the notes, you see relations is connected to bread.
What is that passage called?
We're going to talk about that. Exactly. I'm a base a lot.
And all the rest do have a riot?
Yeah. No, but anyway. Yeah, exactly. End of Brysa. Okay, now, but this is first question is, V'chol Hani Lamali. All of these, why do you need them? Not the all different shirim, means the Kedei, Tuma, Kedei, Bia, Kedei, Ha'ara, right? Right, Tzrichi. You need them all, why? De'i Tana, if it would have taught just Kedei Tuma, right? Let's say, it would have said, how much is Stira? Stira is Kedei Tuma, which is the time it takes to walk around a palm tree, yeah? Havramina, I would have thought Kedei Tuma Sa, it means the time of the relations, the Tuma Sa, the Osta relations, also the Artsusa, and also the Artsusa, which is the seducing her, the seduction, right, which takes a lot longer. Right, if it would say Kedei Tuma, I would have thought it also includes, it's not specific. So that's why Kamash Malam, yeah, that's why we have Kedei Bia. Right? So the Bia tells you it's the actual relations. Right? If you'd said Tuma, you may think it means the whole thing. Right, so it tells you Kedei Bia, that means the actual relations.
Well, that's the same thing, though, because Bia comes after the seducing.
No, it means not the seducing. So we just excluded the seduction.
You mean if they're in the room for
if it would have
10
said,
minutes, and then Maisa takes 5 minutes, yeah, don't count the first 5 minutes.
Exactly.
But none of these, but none of these are relations.
Let's cut. Bia is relations.
Yeah, but before I describe the Great Rashi, there's no relations.
It's the time that she would be in. We're measuring it by relations. She has to be in seclusion. The amount it takes to do Bia. That's where we're holding now. Right.
So it is
right.
We don't count the first minute. Isn't
we only type five. We're down to 5 minutes now. Yeah. Carry on. It's very straightforward. It's just gonna. You know. It's, right. The E Tana. And if it would have taught now, like I said, the E Tana Kedei Bia. If it would have said Kedei Bia, right? The amount of time it takes relations. Havaramina, I would have thought Kedei Gemar Bia. I mean the whole 5 minutes. Whatever it's about. The whole 5 minutes. Yeah, the whole, you know, from beginning to end of the relations, yeah? Kamash Malam comes to teach you Kedei Ha'ara. It's just the initial incision or
insertion.
Contact, yeah. However that is, what Ha'ara is. And the Gemara in Yavama says, with regard to prohibited relations, that halachically this is considered relations. Let's say somebody had relations with somebody who was prohibited to him, and he just had this, like, initial relation, this first level, he'd transgress the Aveira. Okay. The Ashmi'inun Kedei Ha'ara, and if it would have said just Kedei, so just teach me Kedei Ha'ara, I would have known. Yeah? He would have said Kedei Ha'ara at the end. Right, instead of forget Tuma, forget Bia, just say Hara. Yeah? Havramina, Kedei Hara, Vartsusa. I would have said, no, it means Kedei Hara, right? Meaning the time of this contact and also the seduction. Kamash Malan, Kedei Tuma.
Why don't we answer Avi's question? Why don't we just say, I'm going to take you to walk around the deck out? You skip all of that.
No, but that's the answer to how long is that, though. How long is it? No, that's what's going to carry on, right? Look, that's the carry on. Very good. V'kama kedei ha'ara, and how long does it take for ha'ara, this contact, this illicit contact, yeah? Kedei hakofas dekel. Right? It takes the time that
Why don't we just skip all of that and just say the answer?
But you need to know what it is. What's the time frame? If I tell you 3 minutes.
What are we making?
3 minutes for what?
Yeah,
3 minutes for what? Yeah, we're saying today stira, which is seclusion, is defined by an illicit contact, and the time frame of that illicit contact is this, right? And if people want to have issues with this, the Tosfos Shanz goes through it all, because basically my question was going with Chimino, got me stuck on this, is why just teach two and why do you need all three? So he explains in a nice way why you need all three. Okay, now, I think now we're going to stop. Yeah, I think we'll stop here.